This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And the promise from Allah is true. Allah promised to grant the believers and the righteous people Jannah. And Jannah is true. This is one of the dua kunut that was recited by our Imam. Jannah is true. Hellfire is true. Allah is true. Everything that Allah said in the Quran is true, is going to happen. Even it's not happening now, but it's going to happen, it's a matter of time. Allah have promised us with so many things. He said that if you do not commit shirk towards me, I will forgive all your other sins. He promised us. Today we went to visit some Muslim children this morning, this noon, with some of our good sisters to help them. People for Rohingya. And again I remind that parent, these children have future. They can be doctor, engineer, leaders, professor. But don't use them to go and beg. Let them learn. Let somebody teach them. And don't allow our baby to commit shirk by tying their wrist, their stomach, their neck with all this talisman, azima. So happened I saw one baby was having that brown and black string. I said, if the Prophet said you can wear all this string, then you can wear blue, brown, yellow, green, you just wear it. But the Prophet said, no. Man allaqa tamimatan faqad ashraq. You have to free the baby from shirk. I also, the shaitan said, wawa'tukum fa'akhlaftukum. I also make some promise with you. Shaitan also make promise with us sometimes. Tell us that what is bad is not bad, is good. He just do the opposite. But whatever the shaitan said to you, he said, I'm not going to fulfill my promise. I have nothing to offer you in the day of judgment. I have no sultan. I have no authority upon you. I'm here just to whisper to you. Do some campaign. Lobby here and there. But you are the one who follow. So now you don't blame me. You have to blame yourself. The minute you obey me, I hate you, he said to you. The minute you respond to my whisper, I really curse you. Like, hey, what kind of person you are? God have reminded you about me. Don't respond to me, you still respond to me. May Allah save us from this great fitna. Amen. Brothers and sisters, when coming to the end, like what I have said earlier, in the early reminders, Allah also reminds us about what can happen to all of us. He said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu inna min azwaj. Sometimes your partner, your close partner, your spouse can be your enemy. Your children can be your enemy. When they choose not to believe. You choose to believe, they choose not to believe. You choose to worship Allah, they choose not to worship Allah. They will become your enemy. It's very heart-sickening. When you give everything to your children to give them the comfort in this life, but they choose to disobey Allah. And Allah also reminds us, innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Remember that your property and your children can be a great fitna to you. So don't let them mislead you. You have to control them, discipline them. Alhamdulillah, you brought your children here every night, some of you. Train them, discipline them. Make them righteous children. In the ayat of the Quran, many times the imam will say, mujrimin, mujrimin, mujrimin. Who are the mujrimin? The mujrimin are the wrongdoer. People who just like to do things that displease Allah. When Ramadan is coming to the end, we hope we have been moving from nafsul lawwama, nafsul ammar bisu, to nafsul lawwama, and inshallah we will end with nafsul mutma'inna. Nafsul mutma'inna, you can feel it by yourself, brother and sister. It's a nafs that make you so happy, so relaxed, so satisfied. When you follow what Allah wants you to do and what the Prophet loves you to do, the sunnah, you don't feel worried, you don't feel a burden, you don't feel anything more, except you are so happy with Allah. Allah give you the opportunity to follow His commandment, and Allah is making easy for us to follow the sunnah of the Prophet. You don't care about what people want to say about you anymore. When you have attained nafsul mutma'inna, because you find peace with Allah, and peace belongs to Allah, Allahumma antas salam, then wa minkas salam, oh Allah, you are peace, and peace only come from you. This is nafsul mutma'inna. When you have reached that level, brothers and sisters, inshallah, the time when we are going back to Allah, Allah will invite you and call, ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Allahu Akbar. Allah is so pleased with those who please Him. Allah is so happy for those whose heart is so close to Allah. When they talk about dunya, they never put dunya more important than akhirah. Allahu Akbar. For us, we always put our dunya ahead. Everything dunya comes first, because we don't understand the value of akhirah. We thought akhirah is dunya is everything. Dunya is just a platform, temporarily. Now this is why the first, second and the third generation are the best generation. They put their akhirah more important than their dunya. They love to serve for the sake of Allah. When Allah gives them the strength, the energy, the knowledge, the wealth, the authority, they will use everything that Allah have given them to please Allah. Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alham. Now you can feel, if you said you have nafsul mutma'inna, then you feel very relaxed and very comfortable when you do what Allah wants you to do and you follow the sunnah. Even people will attack you, abuse you. People will say you are this to you. Nothing bother you anymore, because you are so close to Allah Rabbul Alamin. Now this is very important, and this feeling only you as an individual can feel. Nobody can put this feeling into you, and Allah will bless us inshallah for trying our best to please Him. We have been trying every night to please Allah, alhamdulillah. The imam who is leading us also, alhamdulillah, is helping all of us to make sure that our prayer is being performed in the best manner, with tuma'nina, with tartib, and with khushu'. By following the ruling in the prayer, do you know what we will get in return? This is promise from Allah. Allah have said to us, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah said, for those who establish their prayer with full of khushu, focus, concentration, and they know the do and the don'ts, the tuma'nina, the tertib, the adab, they follow what is the rukun, what is the wajib, what is the sunnah, with knowledge, Allahu Akbar, Allah said, in return, they will become the inheritors of Jannatul Firdaus, Allahu Akbar. You just take care of the communication between you and Allah to follow the Quran and Sunnah, Allah will take care of your future. Alhamdulillah, brother and sister, Allah have given us a lot. And for those who have been very kind to all of us, for those who have been organizing iftar here, tonight was the last iftar. Sorry that we cannot invite so many people. Whoever we manage to invite, alhamdulillah, there is your risk. Yeah. And sometimes we know there are a lot of people that we invite, it's also not their risk, they are not here with us. Yeah. Why? Because sometimes things happen. Traffic jam, we also jam. So alhamdulillah. But if there's any food behind tonight, is there some food still behind? There's many behind. So please, when you leave the hall, don't just leave us. You can move backward. For the sister, go backward and see the sister corner. There's food for us to enjoy, inshallah, and make the best out of it. May Allah reward all of you. And may Allah reward for those who help us to finish the food too. Yeah, sometimes you have to help each other. Yeah, even eating, you have to help each other. Yeah, then Allah will bless us, inshallah. Everything you do, we have to do together, inshallah. So, brother and sister, once again, we hope to see you more. And we know that there are a few nights more for us to be here. Yeah, after that, you know what's going to happen. But before the ending, I will remind you with some very important reminder. Yeah, to prepare ourselves, like how I reminded the children yesterday at 3 o'clock, how to prepare themselves for Eid al-Fitri. So, but if I remember the children remember, but the parents don't remember, also is a problem. So, one of the night, I will remind all of you, inshallah, how to prepare ourselves for Eid al-Fitri. So, may Allah accept our prayer tonight. May Allah bless the imam. They are going to travel. So may Allah give them a safe journey. Yeah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meet us with our good imam, inshallah, again soon. Wa billahi tawfiqi wa akhri da'wana. Walhamdulillah bil alameen. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. The men also, you have the risky also for the men. Yeah, both male and female, you can move backward, inshallah. Yeah.